Seattle Sounders fans, you have a good reason to be giddy right now. Your team takes on Western Conference number one Real Salt Lake tomorrow night. If the Sounders win the game, they're going to be the top dogs here to set up the match for us. Steve Clare, editor of Prost America Soccer. Hi, Steve.
Hello there. Nice to speak to you again.
You too. Remind us what's at stake for the Sounders.
Well, on the most basic level, 3 points in their search to finish top of the table. But I think there's a little more than that psychologically. Should the Sounders win, as you said, they will go top of the table. They will have more points than the other 18 teams and additionally games in hand. It will be the first time that their fans have been able to sit and stare at that internet screen with them at the top. And it would be, to my mind, a huge psychological boost. But in the end, it's just another game. There's just 3 points. There's a few more to come. But I think a lot of fans will put that to one side tomorrow if by this time, in a few hours tomorrow, they're looking at them top of the table.
Well, I know that injuries have been a problem in general, and one of their stars, Eddie Johnson, injured in the U.S.-Mexico match. How's he doing?
Doing very well. I have it straight from the club an hour ago. Scans have been good. His back and his head concussion are all fine. He's good to go if the coach wants him. He played 76 minutes for the national team on Tuesday, and Clint Dempsey played 90. So it's not certain he will start, but there's a fair chance that he might if he's on form. But injury is not the thing that's going to keep him out.
Did you say Clint Dempsey played 90-0?
Yeah, he played the whole game on Tuesday. And he may or may not start, but he will be available to the coach if he thinks he needs him.
Now, you mentioned, Steve, that if the Sounders beat Real Salt Lake, they'll be at the top. They didn't start the season all that well, did they?
Well, the old adage, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. To be honest, that's actually only true when it comes to the playoff portion of the sport. What we're talking about tonight is, or this afternoon, is whether the Sounders will win the regular season. No, they didn't start well, but there's a lot of good players that have arrived since those days, Obafemi Martins and Clint Dempsey, and they did have, worse luck with injuries than has been the case, and they're finally managing to get all their top stars together. So I think you're going to see a much better finish than you did at start.
Well, I'm curious, Steve, Clint Dempsey lived up to all the hype that greeted his arrival here?
No, he hasn't. And that's because the hype was just unbelievable. It was national. There was just so much hype. So far, I don't think we've seen the best of Clint. We haven't seen any goals from him. So I think there's more to come. So the answer to that would be no, but keep watching.
And so what's left between the Sounders and playoff contention? Is it more than this game?
Yes, it's more than this game, but the math is very, very good. Just to remind people that the playoffs depend on how well you do in the Western Conference, not in the overall table, which includes 10 teams from the East. If you finish in the top three in the West, you're in the playoffs. If you finish fourth or fifth, fourth will play fifth. And you could count that as being already in the playoffs, if you so wish. Mm. Sounders will almost certainly finish top five. Sixth place is Dallas, who are 6 points behind. And even most of the clubs around Seattle have three or four points less, with less games to play. This would probably make it almost certainly be top five, but to my mind, they're pretty much already there, because many of the teams behind them have to play each other and will take points off each other.
And just a last question, Steve. The Seahawks fans have been going on and on about the noise that they plan to make on Sunday. What kind of noise will Sounders fans be making?
They'll be making only much more noise. They'll be making a better noise. It will be more tuneful. But more than anything, it will be a noise that they themselves think up, not just singing offense and defense all the time. So that's one of the great things about soccer in particular. The fans aren't just spectators. They are part of the show, at least before the whistle and after it. I think the noise, especially with the upper tier open, it will be something to behold. I can't tell if it's sold out but if not, go get yourself.
Okay.
Eat it for yourself.
Steve Clare, editor of Prost America Soccer, thanks for being with us. And as far as I know, 50,000 tickets so far to that match have been sold. So they're going to be opening that upper part. I forget the name of it. But if you're going to be there, you're going to have an awesome time. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.